Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 24th day of September, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just a really, it seems to be, I haven't got to go outside, but it looks like, it seems like a nice spring day. How about, I mean, a nice fall day, sorry. I don't even know what time of the year it is. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Oh, our heroes. We're going to, a story a day for our heroes. And then we've got a couple of stories that kind of jive together, and it's going to make a point. Sheriff's Deputy Sioux County accusing bandito colleagues of beating withholding backup. What? Well, we'll find out in just a minute here. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, a very interesting article. Sheriff's deputies Sioux County accusing bandidos' colleagues of beatings and withholding backup. This is from LA Times. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And these are long articles that we got to look at here, so we're going to try to buzz right through them. The bandidos walked around East Los Angeles Sheriff's Station handing trainees empty envelopes with a request. By the end of the day, fill them with money. They'd sometimes get up to $2,000 at a time, so-called taxes, it's in quotation marks here. And then it says they'd later use for vacations to Thailand and other personal expenses. The allegations are included in a lawsuit filed against Los Angeles County this week by 8 Los Angeles County sheriff's deputies who say they were routinely harassed by the bandidos, a clique of predominantly Latino deputies who wear tattoos of a skeleton with a sombrero, bandolier, and pistol. Its members' monikers include the Godfather, Big Listo, and Bam, according to the lawsuit. Members of the group are accused of repeatedly denying backup to the plaintiff's deputies on dangerous calls, presuming them to quit or pressuring them to quit or leave the station, sending hostile messages on work computers, overloading them with calls at the end of their shifts, and denying them overtime going back to 2016. Well, what the hell? I mean, isn't that what comes through? Is what the hell are you talking about? You got a gangs inside the sheriff's department. You're admitting that you have gangs, and what's really happening here is that the Mexicans are taking over the law enforcement there and starting to act like the federales down in goddamn Mexico, huh? But I mean, this is what this says that these are gang members. It's a gang members. Excuse me. In one September 2018 incident, two deputies were knocked unconscious at a department party. The lawsuit says a few months later, it alleges the bandidos secretly removed ammunition from another deputy's shotgun. They've had this problem literally for decades. They're admitting it now, said Vincent Miller, an attorney representing the plaintiffs. They were allowed to get away with what they were doing. The lawsuit comes as the FBI is investigating the bandidos along with similar gang-like groups elsewhere in the sheriff's department. The Times has reported in interviews with several deputies, FBI agents have asked about the inner workings of the bandidos and the group's hierarchy, sources have said. The sheriff's department did not return a request. This is Mexico taking over the goddamn... For keeps. You talk about taking over your body politic. Now they're running the corp. They're running the goddamn sheriff's office corporation, and they're running it. It's just like the Blackwater over in the Middle East using Al Qaeda. It's Al Qaeda. You know, they're the thug enforcers. And what you're doing is seeing a transformation into fucking what the Mexicans got down on the other side of the goddamn border. The sheriff's department did not return a request for comment on Thursday. In the past, it has said it would not tolerate any form of hazing or harassment within the organization. I think there's a little bit more than that. A little hazing here. But the lawsuit says that a former high-ranking veteran of the Sheriff's Department told the agency's Civilian Oversight Commission that 15 to 20% of deputies are members of the CLIC. The County Office of Inspector General is seeking subpoena power, a legal mechanism that would allow the office to compel information from the Sheriff's Department related to the secret societies of deputies at several stations who wear matching tattoos. Isn't that a gang? Isn't that what MS-13 does? This is what we're talking. These are the heroes, people. They're out there serving you. Why don't you love these people? The groups have been accused of committing abuses against jail inmates, fellow deputies, and while on patrol. Some deputies, though, have defended the societies and the tattoos they share simply as a show of camaraderie and a way to boost morale. Now, you go out there and you have a bunch of, they catch a bunch of individuals wearing the same tattoos and, breaking the law is a criminal organization. This is a criminal organization. They call that a gang. You're put in the gang records, aren't you? This is how over the top it's become, people. As they're sitting here telling us about, the blue line, and, they don't know if they're coming back and all this fucking horseshit. This is the goddamn Mexicans taking over California. This is how the goddamn federales act on the other side of the border, people. The bandidos are accused by other deputies of using gang-like tactics to recruit young Latino deputies into the fold and retaliating against those who rebuffed them. Some deputies reported the alleged misconduct. The tension at the East L.A. station boiled over in September 2018 at a department party at Kennedy Hall, an event space near the station to celebrate the end of training for new deputies. Alex Villanueva, who would be sworn in that December at Los Angeles County Los Angeles County Sheriff, was in attendance, the lawsuit says. Several bandidos members showed up to the party with a plan to beat up Alfred Gonzalez, one of the deputies who filed the lawsuit, who had begun training at the station in May 2017. The lawsuit alleges they approached Gonzalez and told him he didn't belong at the station, the document says. Later, as the party wound down in the early morning hours, they approached Gonzalez in the parking lot at one point, threatening his family, the lawsuit says. If I can't do it directly, I can find someone who can. This is the federales. The lawsuit quotes one of the alleged bandidos members, Sergeant Michael Hernandez, as saying, other deputies tried to intervene, but plaintiff's Art Hernandez was reportedly knocked to the ground and punched multiple times in the face. When he got up, he was knocked unconscious. Another was strangled and lost consciousness. Both were later hospitalized. During the attack, dozens of deputies stood around and watched, and some cheered, the lawsuit says. Miller and Villanueva had left before the attack took place. The fact that none of the deputies at the party called the cops themselves on the bandidos was very revealing about how deeply ingrained the corrupt gang culture and hostile work environment is. The lawsuit says there is no question they could have been killed. Later that day, Hernandez was pressured by a lieutenant to lie and say the attacks were just some isolated drunken two-way fight that got out of hand, the lawsuit says. Deputy Rafael Manaz also knows also known as Big Listo, Big Lou, reportedly bragged that Villanueva, whom he described as a friend and former training officer, had his back and would make sure he and other bandidos were not prosecuted, the lawsuit alleges. Following the fight, three deputies and a sergeant were placed on paid administrative leave as part of an internal investigation into the incident, a sheriff's spokesman said at the time. The men named in the lawsuit could not immediately be reached for comment. The sheriff has said that he transferred from the station 36 people who were associated with the bandidos or were otherwise identified as problematic gangs, people. But Captain Erin Chavez, who's Venezuela, Villanueva, said he brought to the Quill the bandidos situation, was told the Times that 36 transfers simply reflect the general group of deputies who left the station since January, and that the departures were voluntary, some because of promotions. He said he did not know how many people allegedly tied to the bandidos were transferred. Miller said the problem still persists. The key to solving it, he said, is ending the abuse of trainees, which he said is the number one vehicle for gangs to recruit new, another shortcut for gangs to recruit new members. Of all the demands we're making, the number one thing is to end the abuse of trainees at the sheriff's department, he said. How bad can it get, guys? A lot of noise in the background there. Huh. You take care of that, Laura? Thank you. Democrats won't include gang members in red flag laws. I'm not shitting you. This is your next headline. Democrats won't include gang members in red flag laws. This is from Gunwatch. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Now, why wouldn't they? Gang members? Really? I mean, the thing is, the red flag laws are completely unlawful. They're a violation of our second article without question. They cannot do it. It is a violation of the law. But just the fact that Democrats won't include gang members in red flag laws. Would that be like the bandidos? On September 10th, whoever just unmuted, man, it's loud. It's who? Who was it? Oh, Misty. There's something really loud in your background, Misty. If you wanted to come up, come on up. Come on up. Okay, back to it. Democrats won't include gang members in red flag laws. This is from Gun Watch. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. On September, on 10 September 2019, Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, Republican Colorado, offered an amendment to the proposed bill to create federal grants for red flag laws. So they won't do it at a federal level. This is just what we were talking about before, how they're going to fund it and they're going to help out. They're going to come to the states and help them out because they don't dare try to pass these laws at a federal level. Because that would mean they'd have to fucking enforce them. And, but I mean, this is their little niche way in. They're going to, you know, just to try to get a nibble. See if, stick that toe in the fucking water. See if you can get a toe back this time. Bills in the House of Representatives. The amendment was offered in the Judiciary Committee. Representatives Ken Buck's introduction of the amendment occurs in the first minute and 10 seconds of the video on C-SPAN. Red flag. Bill allows police to confiscate guns from people with a mere accusation they may pose a threat in red flag bills. There is little due process. There is no fucking due process. You can't say none of it is due process because you can't take the gun until after the process. There has to be a process. That's the law. Hi, Misty.
Hey, Henry.
Hi.
Hey, sorry.
That's all right.
I had it on upstairs and I came in the basement.
Oh.
Are they talking about the Bandito Motorcycle Club?
That's what I thought at first, but they're saying, no, this is a gang within the sheriff's department.
Not affiliated with MC.
They didn't mention it in the article, but that's the first thing that came to my mind is the Bandito's Motorcycle Gang. But
it sounds like Brothers Before Others.
There you go. But, I mean, they had the same problem up here in Seattle. I mean, they're all walking around with tattoos. They're gangs. And then, and you know, they're Blackwater USA, they're corporate enforcers, but they're taking it a step further. I mean, it's going to come to the point to where, you know, they're going to think that they can, they're operating on no authority. They're operating, in fact, in violation of the law. So they might as well be wearing gang tattoos, but I just think it's interesting, you know, in the first article they talk about gangs. They're calling them gangs. They're gangs. And then in the second article they're talking about exempting them from the red flag laws. Gangs. I mean, like MS-13. The accusation is sufficient. No court appearance by this accused or confrontation of witnesses is required. There is no presumption of innocence. To gain their rights, the person accused has to prove they are not a danger. I don't have to go into that with you to tell you that, you know, you take the guns and then we'll do the due process thing. That ain't how due process works. That's not even what the words mean. Look them up one at a time. Come on. A danger. They may occur incur thousands of dollars of court costs to regain the property that was taken from them without due process of the law. And that's it. The bottom fucking line. You cannot take them. You can't allow them to take them, people. It's like the gold. In 1933, our grandfather should have shot their fucking asses when they come to take their goddamn gold. Because that's taking your property without due process of the law. That's when they started edging away at it. And that's their ultimate goal. They cannot have this new world order with the due process of the law and free people walking the goddamn planet because it wouldn't be a world order. It'd be a world order minus a continent or at least the United States. Representative Buck's amendment would allow law enforcement agencies on probable cause of a person's belonging to a criminal gang to use red flag laws to take guns from gang members. Representative Buck offered testimony that most murders and violent crimes involve guns and all of this is irrelevant because all of it's illegal, but it's just the irony of it. Violent crimes involving guns are committed by gang members. The standard of probable cause is much higher than a mere accusation from a family member or other person who may have motivation to make false charges or potential future conduct. So you're not going to a court and you're not laying out sworn affidavits that's if it turns out that you're lying, you go to jail for perjury. Now, you get prosecuted and you get sued for everything you own in the common law. That's why you had, that's why we had the common law instead of this administrative fucking bullshit that we're not going to allow. The amendment pointed out the hypocrisy of the left. And it's not just the fucking left. I get so sick of that. You know, Republican, Democrat, there is nothing but a fucking criminal gang out there, man. It is the international corporate mafia et al. Whatever kind of, I mean, different tattoos maybe, but they're all fucking gangsters. The committee chairman, Representative Nate Nadler, said a person simply being on a database would violate due process. In the first place, they can't put make goddamn lists on you, on the people. That is, I mean, that's where's the due process in that? You're putting me at like the no-fly list. You are putting me on a list saying I can't fly on a goddamn airplane. There has been no process. I've been accused of nothing. I've been convicted of nothing. But they're correct in this. I mean, because they say you're in a gang, that just because you're in a gang, I mean, they're a fucking gang. The bottom line is, there is no due process in either case. But just the fact that this one article followed the other, I found so interesting. But red flag laws require less evidence than probable cause for law enforcement officials. They only require an accusation of the potential of a threat. Representative Buck told Tucker Carlson he was opposed to the red flag bill being passed at all. His amendment was to point out the hypocrisy, to show the Democrats want to take guns from people without criminal convictions, but who demand full due process for the people most likely to be involved in violent crimes. That's because they're bandidos. They're wearing badges. I mean, these people have been, in the last article, they were named as gangs. And that's the criteria they use. Like the tattoos and the goddamn clique, and the fact that they work as an organized criminal operation. That's what a gang is. So by their own laws, they would have to take the guns from the cops. I mean, just the very idea of them admitting that there are gangs that the cops work with. I mean, people. They are bringing Mexico to the goddamn United States, to where they walk up to you. They don't like the way you look. They fucking shoot you, and you're disarmed, so you just take it. Well, that ain't the way it's going to happen. Representative Buck says 80%. Go ahead.
Henry, this is Katie. I'm sorry to interrupt. You being the free press here, you know, you're bringing us the news. I mean, is it just so that we can listen or so we can actually take action? You know, it's like we talk about every day you get up here and you read about these atrocities.
Well, the people are going to take action, Katie. When they come in, they come in and kick it in your door, what are you going to do?
Take action.
Yeah, and it's a sick thing that's a level of intrusion it's going to take for the people to stand up. But pretty soon the choice is going to be real simple. When you can't let your kid play outside, or you can't go down to the store, and there's these gangs are everywhere. I mean, they will be everywhere because they've pumped them in here. Then there'll be no choice. That is the whole point is that this is ridiculous that it has gone this far. And we do get up and we talk about it every day because it's right there in their face, and we're going to predict it right until they are standing right in your yard. And then we'll see, when the people have to come out and shoot them, you will watch the so-called law enforcement. You will watch the Blackwater USA come after you for ethnic cleansing, because that is the plan. Well, we're just calling the shots. We were calling them back when Trump was being elected. And now we're just saying, see, when are you going to wake up? What could people do? There ain't a goddamn thing you can do. As long as they keep playing this political party bullshit and people won't go out there and unregister to vote, I mean, that's something you can do. In fact, today is voter registration day. You get out there and you register to vote your straw man in this fraudulent, corrupt, treasonous system.
To consent to the tyranny.
Yeah, exactly correct. But
and
I mean,
then they call you a vigilante.
Yeah, what it'll be, because they're all from other countries. They'll call it ethnic cleansing. When it gets bad enough, I'm telling you, people, when it gets bad enough in a town like where I live, there's going to be vigilantes. There's going to be people who have known each other all their lives. They say, we ain't putting up with this shit. Also, there's a crack house over there that the banditos are running over on 5th Street. Well, in the middle of the night over on 5th Street, it's just fucking attacked and burned down and they're hung. And, hey, you know what? Or when they come to confiscate the guns. When they come to confiscate the guns, they're going to hit a town, out here in the West, where the people, they'll start shooting at somebody and then bullets will start flying everywhere. And that's the way I see it unfolding. It's that or else you get down on your knees and be a subject, because that's your choices. If there was something to do about it, we'd be doing it. What have we done here? I mean, we've written a mandamus. I mean, describing the crime that is being committed.
Henry, and I'm not by no means blaming you.
Oh, I know.
I was just thinking, the atrocities. I mean, not just here, everywhere. I mean, everywhere. It's just like, oh my God, and we just sit.
There's people out there that aren't, that have never even commented on anything, but they read everything. Our people are 75% of this population. This is really what irks my ass. Because if I was one of those people, I'm telling you, and we don't know that things aren't happening, Katie. We don't know that at all. You think they're going to report it on the news? Because I don't think they will. But I do see, Trumpy up there in front of the United Nations, calling our country a democracy, of course. But then came in, we can't, that gun thing is enshrined, and I will not allow it to be touched. And it's, you see the effect that you have what our people need to do is stand up, and our men need to be men, and stand up and say, fuck you, you're out of here. I mean, we know what you are. I mean, now what would it take? Because we are 75% of the population. What would it take for everybody to say screw it and go over and take the Capitol back? Go ahead.
Yeah, the Donald Trump was talking about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and that they're confusing people. That's the problem with that. When I heard that too with the UN Nation, because he was talking about the religion and stuff.
Uh huh.
And they're confusing the people. That's what they're doing.
They're trying to confuse the people. I saw Nancy Pelosi just before I came up here. They had her on some other show, and they were doing the Fox thing, and they go over to her, and she's talking about, this stupid-ass thing they came up with about some phone call or something with over there in Ukraine and the monies, and then they got Joe Biden in. This is their new thing to divert us from the war they're trying to start over in the Middle East. But she's talking about it, and she starts talking about the Constitution. And she says, when Benjamin Franklin came out, the people asked, what do we have, a monarchy or a republic? To which Ben Franklin answered, a republic if we can keep it. And she says republic about 6 times before the old psycho bitch realizes what she's saying. And then she goes, a republic democracy. I swear she said it. A republic democracy. I mean, they're completely losing it, and they know it. You come to a point, man, when you're going down any road where you're going to have, you got to make a left or a right. There can be a fork in the road, and you're going to have to make a left. You're going to have to make a right. And if you don't, you're going to drive out through the woods. And they're driving out through the woods because they have completely lost it. There's been too many of the right kind of challenges to the authority they do not have, and they know it. It's like him having to pay so much, all these huge bonuses to get these poor kids who've gotten themselves into debt for student loans so they could fill up the ranks for the war over there in the Middle East. And I heard him talking the other day, and they're talking just like it's a matter of fact. It's just a matter of time, and we're going to have that war in the Middle East, and then we're going to have a war with China. I mean, this person's just talking about it like nobody's business. But the bottom line is they know better. That's why Trump was sitting there. He looked pissed, man, when he was talking the whole time. The fellow that's listening with me here. He looked pissed to me. He looked like he wasn't loving the fucking world. Because the thing is, you can't have a world war if the people won't fight. If the people say, fuck you, you go fight. If you got something against them people there, if they got government over there, why don't you elitists go out there and just kill the hell out of each other? And we'll sit back and eat popcorn and drink beer and watch you. Because if we fight,
that's
it's
why they got to get that Michael Blumenthal and Donald Trump, and you got to get all these leaders, Lindsey Graham, and get them all suited up to go to war.
Well, that's it. You know, the old Saddam Hussein. You know, before the Gulf War, you know, he invited old George Bush. He said, just why don't you and your cabinet meet me and my cabinet at a designated spot, and we'll shoot this shit out. That way a whole bunch of people don't got to get killed for what's between you and me. He said it. And they said,
yeah, the only man in the bunch.
Yeah, and then they called him. They said, that's crazy. Oh, makes much more sense to slaughter, I mean, to bomb Baghdad back into the third world, bomb the whole country and kill, I mean, truckloads of little children and women. That ain't crazy. But the actual assholes who have the problem with each other, who are fighting over something that doesn't belong to either one of them, and them actually going and shooting it out, I mean, yeah, he did. He was the only man in the whole goddamn bunch. That's why he had to go. Because he'd been, you know, he was on the CIA payroll for 36 years. So, he understood how things work over here in good old USA, the land of the free, home of the brave. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Headline New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. God, you can't. No, talking about what Katie was talking about before, you see, their propaganda machine, I mean, nobody's, they got like the Fox, I think they claim 9% of the people believe anything coming out of this bullshit, but all of the articles, everything they're putting out there, it all just talks about, and then they're going to write the bill, and then everybody's going to come and just, they're going to hand their guns over. And so we got to be on here every day, letting people know, you go ahead and hand the goddamn gun over. And then they can take you over to the ditch like the fucking Russians did. And they can put a bullet in your head. Huh?
These people that go out there and they vote for this corporation straw man, well, the blood is on their hands.
Well, hell yeah, it is. But the thing is,
the price was right. So if these Trump supporters want to go out there and vote for 2020, just remember, the price was right. It was a fiat currency, and you're murdering your own people, and you're murdering other people that had done nothing to you over a lie.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. But the thing is, you see, there's no way you could put it together like in the day, you know, like, back when what happened at Lexington Concord, it was just the militias came out of the hills. They said, the redcoats said, we're coming to take the guns from Concord, because that's where they had their munitions, cannons, the rifles, powder, all the goodies. And it was just the people came down there and they greeted them. And we don't even have land to stand on. We don't have a free state where we could even congregate in, let alone if you put people together. I mean, they have, the way they have infiltrated, and they've infiltrated so deep. If you had any leadership, it's going to be bought off immediately. It's going to be infiltrated immediately, or they're just going to kill them or put them in jail. So it has to come down to the individual. Each individual one of us has to have it in your heart. By God, I'm enforcing my fucking law. I am. That way they have to pacify each. See, that's why they hate it. That's why in Hong Kong, that's why they're having such a hell of a time with those people over in Hong Kong. There's no leadership. It's just all the people are coming out saying, fuck no, we're not going to be made goddamn Chinese goddamn slaves to be taken over to China and have our body parts removed and sold on the world market. That's individuals.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
If people really study the Red Terror, study the Czechos, and just study what the communists have done that are led by the Jews, then they'll really understand why they want the guns, and they better understand why they better not give up the guns. Just study that Red Terror. Just understand the things that these Jews have done to that nation and to other nations, or even in Eastern Europe, man, that's not even talked about what they did in Latvia, you know, Estonia. None of that is never talked about, man. And they have did horrific things to people. If people study that Red Terror, you understand why you better not give up your guns.
Exactly correct, but it has to be the individuals. And each individual, that's what we're doing. We're talking to individuals out there. Don't you think that there's going to be no army out there. There is no knight in shining armor that's going to be charged. A lot of people have a lot of weapons, and there are a lot of groups, and big groups, that have a lot of weapons. But as soon as you, there would be a leadership, it would be compromised. You see, these rights we're fighting for are individual rights, born into each individual. It is up to each individual in every instance to enforce those laws, and that's how we win. They cannot defeat us if we do it as a people, because it belongs to all of us. I'll defend your fucking right. Make no mistake about it. I've done it. Only the times when I served time, political time in jail, it wasn't because I was summoned to court. I was a part of a militia that defended people's fucking rights. And I didn't have to be in those courts, but I went and fucking did it. And that has to be what we, that's what we're building on here. You know, they try and come on and, you know, they're starting to say it. They're starting, it might not be safe to do this. No, it ain't safe to do this. This ain't gonna happen the way, you're not gonna do like you did in Russia. The people just fucking walked up and handed them their goddamn guns. And then walked, they led them over to a ditch and put a bullet through their head. How fucking retarded can you be? But we are individuals, and we are the largest armed population, the largest army to ever exist on this planet. They only take it if we give it. And that's everything that's happening to us. It's because we're letting it, and that cannot be denied. So what the bottom line is, I'm not going to take it. And all it takes is if the American people, just one voice, but as individuals. We're not, I mean, even if you go to fight and you're a part of a goddamn regiment. Each person in there is an individual, and it's not like the wars we fought. Like the First World War, the Second World War. Nobody, they can tell you what them goddamn wars were about. Vietnam, all these, and they, I don't know what, 1, 2, 3, 4, what in hell are we fighting for? Oh, it's for freedom and liberty. Oh, really? How so? This is pretty simple.
The lack of the media. I mean, yeah, the media, but the media's control. But it's the lack of holding other people of speaking truth to give them the knowledge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they put a lot of time into this since, I mean, the early 60s when they infiltrated the schools. I mean, right up to the point to where, you know, to the revealing that we're seeing today. People started saying, you know, fuck your political correctness. You're a goddamn asshole. You know, fuck you, Jew. I know what you're doing. You've infiltrated my fucking government. I'm not a Jew servant. I'm not a slave. I understand what you've done. I understand how you done it. And I understand what that second article was put in my Bill of Rights for, to enforce the other 9 articles. And by God, that's what's going to happen. They're seeing it. It's happening, people. That's why they keep backing away. They, like I said, sticking the toe in the water. This time they brought back a bloody stub with what that O'Rourke said. There was plenty of people could come fucking do it. You think you got, you think Americans are like Australians? You think we're Britons that we'll just hand over our weapons knowing what you are, having witnessed your fucking terror? You out of your mind? We're going to slaughter you. We are going to remove you from our sovereign nation. And we are going to reinstate our law and authority. And we're going to live in peace with one another. After we recover, of course, all of our wealth. And I would be more than happy to write that Bill of Rights out in every language on the planet and drop it from airplanes to people. You want to live free? This is how you do it. But we're sure as hell going to do it here because it's not only our right, it's our responsibility. I do it because of my grandchildren. I think of what I've seen in my lifetime and what it's going to be if this doesn't get stopped, what it's going to be like in another 50 years. They'll be kowtowing at some fucking Chinaman's fucking feet. You got to know, you realize how nasty and rotten these dirty bastards are. Look at Mao Zedong. You know, that was in the 60s. That was just the 60s, people. 60 million people he slaughtered to bring in communism. World War II, fought by the American army. I mean, at least it was a declared war, but it's still, they were not fighting for our freedom. They were not doing what the Constitution had charged because the Constitution was no longer active. They were over in Europe preserving international communism because it is a control mechanism. That's why they want the surveillance so they can watch what every one of us is doing. Because they're scared shitless because they know what they are doing to us deserves them a fucking bullet or a rope.
That's the 7 Noahide laws where they chop your head off in the old days.
There you go. And then people don't even...
But the
people in this country, I mean, you got to yell it. I mean, we've been doing this for almost 10 years, yelling it. But by God, it's had an effect. And now, even now that they're shutting the internet down until we can't hardly get out anymore, the word is out. I'm telling you, I go to a lot of different places. And when I talk to people, I got my gun, I got my bullets. As soon as they try it, and I'm fucking shooting them. Because we're Americans. I mean, I when they did it to the Australians, it blew my mind. The Australians, I always saw as a pretty, you know, strong, willed people. But they were still subjugated under the Queen, just like the people in Canada. Now they have this thing over there with that Brexit in England. And they see, the politicians, they don't want it. But the people done voted it in. See, it's just like they played the game with us on that last election. You know, my kid went out, man. He was a backup delegate. He went to all the things that they see the problem. And these are younger people, the millennials that everybody thinks don't know what's going on. That's just the fucking assholes, a handful of assholes, enough to fill a camera lens. That's all they need. And this is America. It's just like their polls. Their polls are bullshit. And their camera views are bullshit. So they go out and they, you know, we're going to put Ron Paul in and boy, we're going to change. I told him, no, it's not going to happen, guys. You don't understand. Even if Ron Paul was real, it's still going to be a fucking gunfight because that's what it takes to get rid of a fucking communist. And so, you know, you get up to Alaska and the Alaskan people, they had their delegates were all for Ron Paul. Well, the head of the Republican Party, the head leader guys came in and removed them. And replaced him with delegates from Romney. So I guess there is no fucking election, huh? I guess that the ballot box, we know our common law's been removed. We know that the very idea of justice is laughable in the United States. Anybody on the street will tell you that. So I guess if we want goddamn peace in our lives again, and we want our children to live in peace and not be somebody's goddamn property, we're gonna have to fucking fight. That's all there is to it.
They did away with all the primaries this year.
Did away with all the what?
The Republican primaries.
They did away with them.
Yeah,
I guess they did, huh? There's no challenge on that side. But the plan here is just, you know, Trump's going to finish what he's already started. He's doing exactly what we said he was going to do. He's at the police state, and he'd come up today, and he was talking about how Mexico's bought 227,000 troops down the border, and it don't mean shit. Those son of a bitches are pouring across our border. There was one article that said there's 14.3 million illegal aliens. My fucking ass. They removed a law that disallowed them from using propaganda on our people. They can get up there and say anything. It doesn't have to be the truth. And there's no consequence.
I heard a radio clip, Henry. It was Trump, I guess, at the UN, and he was saying that, you know, all nations have the right to be able to protect their borders, you know, and they should follow the lead of, you know, what basically he's doing. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm just so sick of the lies. You know, he's a fucking foreigner over here just lying. And it's, I don't know, I talked to my sister today, and she's like a total idiotic moron. I mean, you tell her, it's like night and day. You tell her something. Oh, I don't believe that. I know they can doctor videos. I said, well, you know, he said, you know, take the guns first and we'll deal with due process later. I don't believe he said that. Just like, oh, my God, what? I don't know. I said, you go look it up. I don't know. It's just when I talk to her, I lose hope. You know what I mean?
You don't do it. Because the bottom line is they're not going to. The fact is we are winning. Our people, I mean, when they back away, I mean, they gave a bums rush when they brought those new communists, those international bastards in here. They did a bum rush on the guns, just like old Rourke coming up there. Oh, we're going to take it. You are? Really? Well, get the fucking do it. See, that's what the people, we're Americans. And 75% of us aren't a part of this fucking bullshit. So if that's why we have to be here telling them to just shut your fucking mouth. And just stand, they tell you that, say, come fucking do it, bitch. Just like somebody you're going to fight. Because you're going to fight them. Say, come and fucking do it, you son of a bitch. And see what you get. And I guarantee you that they're just not going to do it because there's too many. They know they have their own people on the streets. I know they do their polls through the registered corporate voters, which are represent about, I say, 18 to 20 fucking percent, if that. And that's all, what the world is, and that's not what the country is, and that is not what the country is. The country is, and they're saying, and they listen to all the phone calls, they know what everybody's saying, and they know what the fucking real deal is. They know that the people say, come and fucking give her a go. We'll blow your fucking asses out of this goddamn country. We're going to do it anyway because we're going to have our goddamn Bill of Rights back. It is the ratified law of this country, and that is what we're going to live under in peace. We're not going to live in fucking misery and in fear in our own homes.
Like you said, if they had the capability to take the guns, they would have already done it a long time ago.
A long time ago. And they know they don't have it.
A long time ago. Like the five countries they were supposed to take years ago.
Exactly correct. I mean, they
Yeah, I guess too, Henry, for me, it's just that he can even get up there in the public square and actually spew that kind of stuff and not a damn thing happens to him. Just it's just right there. I mean,
well,
I guess it's up to me. I mean, to go out there as an individual and protect my rights. I mean, he's just spoke treason.
Of course he did. Well, but what is this 390 million square mile country? I mean, to pretend that the little tiny bit that even the propagandists, I mean, what are they feeding you, four or five stories in a loop a day? What is really going on out there? I mean, you know, we don't know. But the bottom line is that I see what they're doing. You can see the fucking fear. And I know that they're out there. They do have people out there listening to the real fucking people, the people who are not registered to vote, the people who will not participate in it for the very reason they know it's a fraud, and they know that they're trying to subjugate them, and they're not, and they're pissed off. I mean, they're working or sleeping and working and eating and sleeping and working, and that was not what the American dream was. I'm here to tell you. And they know that they go and somebody writes something down and they go and you don't even see a judge anymore. They just come in. You got to pay. Give us this money. Give me that money. Pull you over in your car. What do you got in your purse? Yeah. Just fucking take it. I mean, how long do they really think that's going to last? And how many people have already blown their face, you know, just blown shit people up? I mean, you would probably hear about it if it was a cop. But the cops ain't the only ones. It's the ones that are giving the orders, the suits. I mean, the suits, I mean, they've been having a kind of a difficult time of it lately, too. Just like O'Rourke. I mean, what they had, they arrested that guy yesterday who was sending, ex-military, sending bomb-making instructions how to use a cell phone. And I think I heard on the broadcast that the people, he was sending it saying to blow O'Rourke up. People are sick of this shit. And the people, I mean, it's happened in the past here, folks. The people get to understanding back like it used to be that it's them and us and they want to control us and they want to make us their slaves. Things just start happening in the night. And when you get enough people doing it, I don't care if you got a camera on every fucking house, on every fucking body. They don't care because the war is on. You want to watch through your camera as the people come after you? Go ahead. It makes no difference. It's going to happen because there's no other choice.
Yeah.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just like the, you know, the text I shown you about them. Man, I never voted a day of my life. I'm not even registered to vote. And it's just like what you said. They are getting worried. Why would you send me that? I mean, it could have been thousands or millions who got their text as well. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm not registered to vote. I mean, why would I get that text? And I'll forward that to you. You know, I'm not registered to vote. They are worried that people are not going to participate in this fraud.
Well, the people that do participate, I mean, this is what the plan is for the, you know, the invasion from the South. They figure they'll just, as long as there's ballots and there's some names on them, we have consent. But like I've said for years now, if all the American nationals who are here, who own this country, it belongs to us. If we all just unregistered to vote at once, I'll guarantee you they would be like, oh shit. Because we're not talking about it anymore. You're not gonna convince us that you're gonna write it on a piece of paper, O'Rourke, and I'm gonna hand you my fucking gun. You're not gonna convince us. We know better. We're not that fucking stupid and we're not scared of you. We would be, I mean, goddamn. 75% against 18% and we're supposed to be afraid of you? I don't believe so. And yeah, we realize that you are a part of the New World Order and that you will bring in the blue helmeted fucking Chinese and we're gonna fucking douse them. We're gonna blow mountains down on them. We're gonna fucking rip them to pieces. Their blood will fertilize our land. That's our attitude and that's why I get up here every day and do this. Cause I want every son of a bitch out there that is not gonna be a slave to let these son of a bitches know that you say it, they come fucking do it, bitch. Come and fucking do it. Or back the fuck off. And then they hear, like, and I'm hearing this shit like Pelosi. I mean, that was bizarre. I mean, me and Laura are sitting there going, what? We're looking at each other like, God almighty. You know, and when she said republic, democracy, I mean, it's falling apart on them, and they know it. They're dangerous, but by God, we're more dangerous, way more dangerous. We're dangerous to the whole goddamn world, because we are the largest army to exist on this planet ever. If it was to our mind to do it, we could conquer the fucking planet. The only way they could stop it would be with nukes. And they know
it. We got a hell of a lot more to lose than they do.
You got...
we're fighting for.
Yeah,
our children, our grandchildren.
That's right. And that's why we will win. Because anybody that wouldn't... I mean, that's why they tried to show you so many examples of people, you know, like they took this bunch of kids and, oh my gosh, they've hired lawyers and all this shit. Fuck no, man. You might have took my kids, but I was dead. I'll never know what fucking happened because I fought you, motherfucker, when you came. You better believe it. And that's the attitude of 75% of the people in this country. They can't do shit to us, and they know it. And God damn it, all it would ever take, all it would have ever took, was just for us to have one voice to say, no, no, you're not, no, get out now, or we'll kill you. But that's why they came in and they took over the communications. The people created the goddamn TV and the radios in their garages. And just like the internet, they come and took it over. Because propaganda, man, look at what Goebbels said, man. Tell a lie, tell the biggest lie, and tell it enough times, pretty soon it becomes the truth. Well, not if there's somebody there telling the truth every fucking day. Not if there's somebody saying, look at that. You see that? Do you see what it really is? Do you see what their real intent is?
Yeah, Henry.
Yeah?
And what do you think this fiasco about this phone call to the Ukrainian president, you know, what's this impeachment thing? I mean, I recognize what everything is. It's a total fake. I hope that prick is – I hope he's impeached. I mean, not that it's going to fix anything, just to piss off those idiot Trumpsters, I swear to you.
You got to hate them, and that's a natural fact, but this is just a diversion from what they're going to attack Iran is what it's about. And they're diverting the people's attention because they're playing the wiper thing with them, whipping that wiper around and getting the people to look over here while they're doing this over there. But they're preparing to kill the Persians because, you know, I don't believe for one second that Iran dropped any bombs on Saudi Arabia. Knowing, and I hear that, like, they brought this one guy on, and on the news thing, and he's going, I think that he's one of the general, these ex-generals. No, we can go ahead and drop some bombs on them. They won't do nothing because they know what the consequences are. No, they know what the consequences are if they don't stop this shit, just like we do. And then they want to get a war going because they have lost control, but see, they're in a pickle. They want the war so fucking bad they've been ordered by the Jews to have to get the goddamn war going. But you gotta you cannot have a war if your own people are fucking sick of you and they want to fucking get rid of your ass. They understand what you are. They're not gonna go fight a war, they're gonna fight you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, this morning, you know, my sister, she goes, well, I think the Houthis came out and they claimed responsibility for the, you know, the Saudi Arabia, you know, that oil deal. And I said, well, some guy in Iran came out and said, we didn't do it. And if you think you're going to come against us, we're going to get every last American soldier.
Exactly. You know, send your kids over. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
There's somebody else trying to get in there, I think. Maybe. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just like what we've got going on here in the United States. Somebody said it, really? Well, it's just like this red flag law. An accusation? When we go to war? Mm-hmm. Really? And what the hell does Saudi Arabia have to do with the United States? Other than if you believe their story on 9/11, they said it was, mm-hmm. 15 Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians? And we're going to go attack another country because they bombed these pricks? Well, it's about internet, corporate, you know, it always comes down, you know, the corporate moving with the oil and stuff, you know, the corporate operations, and fuck them assholes. I mean, that's what they've always said, our interests. Do you have any interest over in the Middle East, Katie?
Nope, not a single interest, none.
I have none either. And the mass majority, the 75%, have no fucking interest. You stop the export of our fucking oil. and you make it the law that you can only refine it in the United States, are we'd be paying 25 cents a gallon for gas. And, I mean, even under this under this psychotic, unlawful, goddamn corporate regime, people start making money hand over fist just because the gas was so fucking cheap. They know this. They know. They did. Like I said, they're at that goddamn crossroads. They look right, they see death. They look left, they see death. And they keep it. Now they're running into the damn forest, and they're acting like a bunch of fucking fools. And everybody's seeing it. Everybody's seeing it. And the Trump tards, man, I'll tell you, they got. If the Trump tards and the Antifa want to kill each other, I'll sit back and eat popcorn. And I'll tell you, get them. Yeah, go get them. And yeah, you go get them. You're right. Go get them. Because that's what they would do to you. They wanted to divide us into two camps because we were a fucking force to be reckoned with. They wanted to divide us into two forces and kill each other so that we wouldn't be a threat to them anymore. But it ain't happening, man. It is not happening. They lost. The internet fucking defeated them. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, anybody, if that's what you got to do. You got to tell you, don't be a fucking pussy, you people. They say you're going to take it. Come fucking do it. And then fucking when they try to take it, fucking fight them to the death. They do not have the numbers, and they know it. They know we will wipe them out. We're the largest goddamn army on this planet, and we're being punked around like a bunch of little children. And that is the word from the trenches.